So, Paulette, you bite your nails.
Yeah, I really can't stop.
Do you want to stop?
Yes.
When do you start biting your nails?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, let's talk about it on this episode. What do you say?
Sounds great.
This is the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I am your loyal host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I am chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a practicing clinician.
I'm Paulette Perhatch, writer and nail biter. Writer, nail biter.
Where can people
biter.
Find you on the internet?
And rapper. I am on Facebook, Paulette Perhatch, and also on Twitter.
And you'd like people to go to you and read your
Come
readings.
To me. If you like, usually I just use it right now to talk about writing and post good things that I read, such as books. And then when I have things published, I put them up there too.
Someone approached me in person, a podcast listener, and said that they loved you so much. They thought you were super funny and super smart. And it was a woman, and I think she really appreciated your woman voice.
Oh, my God. Do you want to be my friends? I don't think my friends even like me that much.
So let's talk about nail biting. What is your experience of nail biting?
So basically, I just kind of start to look at them, and then I'm like, ooh, I see like a tiny rim of white, and I'm like, I can get my tooth under that.
And then you have this urge.
Rip it off. And then there always comes this point where it rips down the side and the nail kind of turns into flesh.
Oh.
And I will like stop biting and stare at it for a minute. And it's like, if you cut this off, you're not going to feel a lot of pain. If you rip it off with your teeth, you're going to feel a lot of pain and bleed everywhere.
Oh.
And understandably, I decided to rip it off with my teeth. And then I have what I have on my thumb, which is like, basically I rip it out. There's like a crack of dried blood down the side of my nail. And then all the side is ripped off and pink. And there's little ridges of skin that I will like again start to bite at. And then it's like biting pain.
Oh.
And so I'm like, stop, it hurts. And then I'll forget that it hurts.
Oh, man.
It hurts in so many different ways too. Like the top of the nail where the nail bed starts to get exposed hurts. And it hurts on the side down by the cuticle where it's, I mean, people rip out nails for torture. Like there's a reason for that because it hurts so much. There's so many nerve endings there.
Yeah. So do you do it during particular times? I don't know. I'm guessing stress.
Stress. I'll do it a lot. I'll do it when I'm drunk. Like when I'm drunk, I'll like start one and then just be like,
That's interesting. Like, it seems the opposite of what I think is when you're drunk, we don't experience as much stress.
Yeah.
Our brains are slower, but is it that you're uninhibited and you're like, now I'm really
like, I don't care. Cause I'll paint them. You can see right now I have paint on, it's like a nib of paint right in the middle. Cause I'll also like pick the paint off. That's another habit I have. And then, so like right about now there's nails paint on probably like 20% of my nail.
Yeah.
Surface, because there's like a little bit on a few nails. Some I've picked it all off.
Yeah.
It's just terrible, and I feel like it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's
gross.
Do
you, when you bite when you're drunk, are you thinking that it's like, fuck it, you only live once. I don't follow the rules. Or is it just something about being drunk?
I think it's like, ooh, I'm allowed to do this right now because I don't care.
Like eating
it's I don't say you only live once and bite my nails, but
YOLO, bite,
YOLO, chip. I eat it like corn. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, it's so gross. And my boyfriend used to bite his nails, and then he went to nursing school and learned about how disgusting your hands are. And he's like, it's so disgusting. And he'll try to help me, but in a way that is a balance between being your partner's kind of like, no, like that person, but trying to help them be the best person that you know they want to be. Like he knows that I don't want to bite my nails. So
do
he'll
you appreciate
just,
it?
I do. But sometimes I'm like, I just want to bite my nails right now, you know, without having anyone see me or judge that, even though I've been like, I really want to start biting my nails. And I bought the paint stuff that tastes bad. And I use that for a few days, but then sometimes it will get, it's kind of all over your fingers, you know, or your food will touch that. And then you put food in your mouth and the food tastes that disgusting. I really hated that. And it kept happening. And then I just kind of stopped using it. Dang. I just saw a bracelet. What is it called? It's something that's supposed to like break your bad habits in 2 weeks. Huh. I think it literally shocks you, but do you have to be like, do you have to push a button that says like, I am biting my nails right now?
Right. It's I think it's what they call aversion therapy. You're essentially trying to train your brain to associate a particular behavior with pain, and then you won't have that urge anymore.
I know, but it hurts anyway, which is what's amazing about it.
Interesting.
I'm causing myself
pain. Is that
pain.
Part of the appeal, is that it hurts?
I don't think so. And then I don't bite my toenails, thank God, but I'll like pick at the side of it, you know?
Yeah.
And like, peel my toenails.
Oh.
And then one time I was at a music festival, and it was so swollen and it hurt so bad, and I accidentally kicked something and like went to bed because I was so mad it hurt so bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, tell me this, because it might have something to do with pain, because like when people cut or this sort of thing, when we send pain signals, or when we have pain signals going to the brain will counteract it with some opiates to try to help us to feel better. And opiates will also numb the pain, but it will also make us feel good. So is there a euphoria that happens when you bite your nails?
Oh my God, I've never thought about that, or I didn't know about that. I don't think there's a euphoria. I don't know. That's very interesting, though.
Yeah. Do you get pleasure? Does it feel good to do it?
It feels like there's something about like being... there's something about it appealing to my neurotic nature, I feel like.
Like this is what a neurotic writer does.
I don't know. I don't know. It's so bad. Yeah. What's the best way to stop, though?
What's the best way to stop? So you've tried to stop for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's probably a number of things. You become addicted to it, right?
I just noticed that kind of to my left, my finger is running over my thumbnail in a way that is like searching for places to bite, you know, in a way that I do. I kind of just do this and like feel my nails. And then if I feel a little ridge that feels longer than nothing, basically, I'll bite that. Yeah. So yeah, I think... I mean, what is being addicted to something, not being able to stop even though it's bad for you, seems like a good...
Yeah. Another model, so addiction is one model you can use. Another one is OCD.
Mm.
It's a compulsion. You know, essentially what happens in the brain is you have a random urge to do it, and your brain feels... it's like an itch. You know, if you have an itch on your arm and you try not to itch it, it just gets worse and worse and worse, and you become more and more focused on it, right?
Yeah.
Biting your nails might be the same. Is it like that?
Kind of, yeah. And I've also heard that that creative people are more impulsive. Mm. And I wonder if it has to do with impulsivity at all.
Certainly, impulsivity can lead to nail biting becoming a habit, you know, because for other people, the impulse to do it might be suppressed. So, yeah, could be that. Are you an anxious person?
Yeah, like I'm an insane person.
Like, tell me about your anxiety.
Oh, God. It's interesting. It's become more and more of a centerpiece of like kind of my life story. I'm just being like, oh, okay. This is what I deal with. I have anxiety, you know? And so I've been writing about it a lot more lately. And I think it's just I always relate my anxiety or my mind to when my friend had a border collie, and it was like, it loved to run around. It loved to play games. It loved to do things. But if it was left in the house by itself, it would just chew up the furniture because it always had to be doing something, you know? So I've kind of come to see the good side of my anxiety is like, my brain loves to solve these puzzles and write stories and do all these other things, read and think and all this stuff. But if it's left to its own devices, it's kind of like just a constant turning over. Like I wake up at 3 a.m. a lot with like, I always call them anxiety dreams. You know, you have a dream that like your boss is mad at you or something. And then sometimes I'll have to get up and actually turn on my phone and look at my phone and say like, okay, like look at my email and be like, no, that didn't actually happen. You know? So I don't know. I think it's just something that I was born with and is a part of myself.
Do you worry about things?
Oh yeah, totally. And so I've had to really take a proactive stance with my life and set my life up in a way that helps my anxiety.
If you are feeling less anxiety overall, do you bite your nails less?
I don't know, because I've been feeling pretty good lately.
And you're still biting your nails.
But I'm still biting my nails, yeah.
If you had worry that was particularly prominent that day, would you find yourself biting your nails more?
Totally. Yeah. I've definitely kind of had like a really hard day and then looked down and been like, oh, like, or I just feel all my fingers are throbbing.
Right. That's one element about nail biting that is somewhat universal for nail biters, is that some of them, many people don't even know they're biting their nails until someone points it out to them, like you're biting your nails, or you feel that particular pain and you're like, oh, wait, why am I biting my nails? You
know, yeah.
It's something that people do habitually and almost in a trance state. So that's interesting. Okay. Well, you're fitting really the quintessential nail biting profile.
Uh-oh.
Someone who's anxious, someone who, is perhaps prone to addiction. Are you prone to addiction? Does addiction run in your family? Okay. According to statistics, studies show that 20% or studies show that 60% of children and 45% of teenagers bite their nails. So it's extremely common for children and teenagers to bite their nails. But nail biting becomes less common as we age.
Yeah.
So adults, it's like totally freaky for people to bite their nails.
Really?
Yeah.
What percentage?
Just joking. I don't know the percentage. I'm just trying to nail shame you. I don't know. I'm just going to take a guess and say that it's probably like 10-20% ish.
Okay. That's not the worst.
No, there's plenty of, I remember actually seeing online that, Frodo, who plays Frodo, what's his name? Anyway, the guy who plays Frodo bites his nails, and you can actually see it in the film.
Oh, really?
Because he has his fingers, and you just see these super...
I could see Frodo biting his nails.
Yeah. He is a stressed out guy. It's definitely related to anxiety and OCD, and also it's related to other things like ADHD and other kinds of anxiety and this sort of thing. What I have found in my clients that bite their nails, a common feature, and I want to know if it's common to you, is that they grew up in environments where when they were children, they were at least slightly, if not severely, emotionally neglected. Like they weren't given enough attention. They weren't given enough love and warmth as young children. Was that true for you?
Oh my God. As young children? No, I don't think so. When I got a little bit older, both my parents had to work all the time.
Okay.
But not as a young child. 8.
Okay. Oh, that's still pretty young.
Okay.
Do you know when your nail biting started?
I don't. I can't even remember. I'm trying to think, like, did I bite my nails in high school? I know my dad bit his nails really bad.
Did you see him doing it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. The reason I think is because it's something that you can do that distracts you from things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also might potentially have some kind of soothing kind of oral feature to it, like suckling, you know? It's like sucking your thumb. It's like a socially sanctioned sucking of the thumb.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
That's terrible.
So that brings me to, you know, you're asking for treatment. You're asking for ways to get away from it. I think that focusing on other oral pleasures.
Come on.
And your boyfriend didn't tell me to say that to you. But other sorts of oral things, like sucking on candy.
No, see, then now that's, I can't have that much sugar. My teeth are going to be unhealthy. Everything's bad for me. That's my problem.
Or chewing on a pen. I mean, because even though chewing on a pen isn't great, it's not your fingernails. You know what
I
mean?
I do have like a very, like, I'm always kind of like biting at my, like taste buds too, or like the side of my cheek or my whole tongue like this.
Okay.
Really weird shit.
Yeah. So
I'm always just like shaking my leg, or it's like someone turned the engine up too high in my brain.
And if you need something to chew on, finding something that is less destructive, because when you bite your fingernails, as you said earlier, as your boyfriend is saying, you're putting tons of horrible viruses or viri and bacteria in your system. Everything you touch and everything is touched by everyone else.
I wish you could like appreciate how gross it really is, because I feel like I've been doing it for so long, you know, like it's almost like being like when someone's a vegetarian and they're like, oh my God, meat grosses me out. And I'm like, I can see that you could see this as something that's disgusting, but I've been eating meat for so long that I can't like refresh my what my brain knows about it is yeah. like delicious in my mouth. That's what my brain thinks about
Well, it's
meat.
Like all those ads for smoking, like showing your lungs falling apart. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you need things like that. You need like graphic pictures.
Maybe I should take a swab of my finger and put it under a microscope yeah. and really look at it.
Yeah.
How can I arrange that? Yeah.
And just post it on every finger.
Yeah.
A little tiny picture on it. Do not buy. Also, you're injuring yourself.
That's true.
I don't know the physiology, but your fingernails, you just slowly get shorter and shorter and shorter, right?
Really?
I think so. I think, actually, I used to cut my nails really close. And someone told me that you don't want to do that because over time, your nails just get shorter and shorter and shorter over time.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. That's weird and gross.
You're also potentially going to get an infection on your fingers because you're creating wounds on, you know, the tips of your fingers and there's a lot of bacteria that can get in there from your mouth and da-da-da.
I do this too where I like rake one fingernail over the edge of another and kind of feel for, you know,
yeah.
any kind of crack or something and get in there and yeah. peel it off.
Yeah.
I know it's flabbergasting to me because I'm just like, I don't understand why I do it and yet I can't.
Yeah. It can also weaken your teeth apparently. and you don't like it the way it looks, it sounds like.
Yeah, I don't like the way it looks.
Yeah. Okay, so things you can do. Things like you mentioned coating your nails with that stuff, but that has its downside and it didn't seem to work for you. Plus you'd have to do it every so often.
Yeah, I have to do it like every 2 days.
Yeah. Another thing that I find that works really well for people is to keep your nails trimmed. Mm-hmm. When you have that urge to bite it, just get an actual trimmer and trim it, you know, hygienically, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because when you bite, you run the risk of tearing and like that's when horrible things happen. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because if you just bit the extra bits, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But mm-hmm. it's when you tear, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
your teeth aren't precise the way a nail clipper is, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Getting regular manicures. I've known women to actually put those acrylic nails on because mm-hmm. you can't bite the acrylic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then it's almost like you're locking the booze in a safe that you don't have the combination to, you know, because you'd have to rip off the acrylic nail to yeah. get at your nail beneath. But you're not that sort of lady, so.
That's true.
But you could get
Thank
small
ones.
Thank
you for recognizing
ones. That. You could get some really
That's
small
true.
Ones.
I've tried to like paint my nails once a week and have them look nice. And I'll go for a while and then I'll go on like a binge.
Right.
Nail biting binge.
Interesting. So other things like what you said, aversion therapy, like every time you do it, like slap yourself in the face. And,
okay,
you know,
I slap myself in the face a lot anyway.
You're essentially trying to train your brain to associate it with something horrible or money. You know, like every time you do it, you have to pay money to... I actually will recommend this. It's called stick.com. I've talked about it on the podcast mm-hmm. before, a 2K stick. And it's like stick to your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And so you create a goal and whenever you don't make it, you have to give money to a charity that you hate.
No, I've heard of that.
So if you're a Democrat, you have to give money to the GOP, or if you're pro-life, you have to give money to pro-choice and this sort of thing. And it, you know, so it might motivate you. But really, I think the main thing to do is to work on relaxation and other kinds of anxiety relief,
mm-hmm.
Which has a lot of benefits, not just no nail biting, but also just more relaxed and less suffering, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do anything along those lines?
I do meditate fairly regularly.
Okay,
I'm working on getting
great.
Better on that.
Good. What if every time you had an urge to bite your nails, you meditated?
That's interesting. Or if I catch myself biting my nails,
mm-hmm.
I'll do it during movies a lot, you mm-hmm. know, on like TV when I'm not really mm-hmm. paying attention. So
what if you wore like really woolly mittens all the time?
I should do that.
Yeah. You just walk around like you'd have flippers.
Then I wouldn't scratch my face too.
Yeah.
Little, how am I supposed to?
Steeple. How are you supposed to steeple
can
with mittens?
I still
mittens?
Steeple?
Yeah. So other kinds of relaxation and anxiety relief, like mindfulness, checking in with your anxiety, trying to reduce the stress in your life, better sleep, less drugs and alcohol, less caffeine.
I did go to decaf and that has been really good for me.
Another thing is related to what I was talking about earlier in terms of being neglected as children, and that leads to general anxiety and lots of anxiety, including nail biting, is through attachments. When you have secure attachments and they're occurring in the moment, it has a lot of wonderful effects on the brain and the nervous system. And I'm just wondering if you felt very secure and you were cuddling and being the big spoon, if you would have the urge to bite your nails in a situation like that.
Listen, I get a lot of cuddling.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's and cuddling you, in my life is, my cuddling life is really
When you
strong.
Think back, do you want to bite your nails when you're cuddling?
No, I don't think so. So, oh, then I can just tell my boyfriend that the cure is cuddling.
Yeah.
Cuddle for a cure.
Yeah.
I'll make him a shirt.
Yeah. So let us know in the future, you know, how this goes for you. Because, you know.
Extra cuddling.
Yeah.
Less stress.
And also, people out there, if you become a patron of the podcast,
I'll send you one of my nails. I'll bite a nail off and send it to you.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No. Well, you know, if that's what our patrons want, then that's what they're going to get, right? So, you know, become a patron of the podcast so that Paulette will, you know, she's only going to stop biting your nails if more of you become patrons of the podcast.
Yeah, I need 5 people to become patrons.
Just a little update. We have currently 24 patrons and some new people, patron Michelle, patron Scott. Thank you so much for becoming patron of the podcast. You guys are rad. Any other things on biting your nails you want to say?
It's interesting to me how counterintuitive it seems. And you just, our brains are these crazy, weird organisms that you would think that something that so clearly doesn't look good, is gross, and hurts would be something that I would not do. But just how humans are run by these insane mechanisms, we're still struggling to understand.
Yeah. Like eating your boogers, you know, why do children eat their boogers? It's like so weird.
My nephew was under the table and talking to my best friend, like crawled down there to like say hi. He was like 3 years old. And I just hear her go, no, no, we don't eat our boogers. And he just goes, I do.
We don't eat our boogers. Well, I do.
Oh, God.
You're including me in that we. I'm sorry to tell you, but some of us, we do eat our boogers. And I'm about to do it right now.
Kids are so gross.
Nasty.
Nasty.
All right. Well, that does it for another episode of Psychology in Seattle. Thanks for joining us. Become a patron of the podcast. And remember that take care of yourself because you deserve it.
You deserve it. You deserve it.